I was great at making bad decisions. I was great at doing whatever I wanted to do, how I wanted, where I wanted, when I wanted. Now I'm consistently making proper decisions based upon where I want to go.
Hey, welcome back to the program, everyone. I'm super excited to be connected here today with Joshua D. Brown Sr. For those who aren't familiar with your work, let them know about yourself.
Thanks for having me. I'm an athlete who turned into a prisoner because I was a prisoner of my own thoughts. I was a prisoner of my own way, thinking that I could always get away with stuff. So I graduated college in 2012. I had everything going for myself. I started my master's in special education. I was coaching college football, and I decided, you know, I want to go back home. Coach high school where I graduated from. And I had always said when I left to go to college, when I was a little younger, I said that, you know, if you ever go home, it's a trap. I come from a small town. Everybody knows everybody. A lot of people grow up there. It's in Shepherdstown, West Virginia, and they live there their whole life. They don't experience things, don't do other things. So I figured, like, if I go back, I'm going to be trapped. But I had so much success, you know, learning when I was coaching college football. I wanted to take it back and help a coaching staff that I had left, because I left the high school staff to go to college. And I was like, man, I've grown so much. I know so much. Let me go back and help. Long story short, you know, I was coaching for 3 years. We went to a football game. It was a homecoming. It was Shepherd University versus Glenville University. And I had coaches that was coaching with me that went to both schools. So they were just going, you know, to celebrate, have fun. I started having some drinks and indulging in alcohol, thought that I was going to be able to drive home, not thinking. I ended up running off the road. I hit somebody head on. I was flown to the hospital. I spent 7 days in the hospital. I spent 2 days in ICU. Later was convicted of a DUI causing death felony. That night, sadly, Mr. Nelson Robinson, I killed him. So I lost everything that I had been working for. I could no longer get my degree in special education. I can no longer coach. I lost the possibilities that I had. So I had to figure out how I was going to live life when I was incarcerated. And when I was incarcerated, I had the opportunity to go speak at some schools. I started writing, and what ended up being a book that I wrote. And I came out of prison, you know, with 2 feet on the ground, like no other. I was running. I hit the ground running. And I just used everything that I did in prison to push myself forward. And it got me to where I am today. And I'm so blessed that I'm able to sit down with people like you and to share my story, go to high school, colleges, prisons, all of the above, to share my story and to write a book to help somebody. So they won't be the kid that I was, you know, thinking that, you know, oh, I'm an athlete, everything's all right. You know, you're not going to face consequences. Everything's going to be good. And life didn't happen like that. So it hit me when I was older, you know, because I wasn't taught responsibility and consequences when I was younger because I was an athlete. And I strive to teach athletes and the students in general that, you know, there comes a point in time where consequences are going to hit. You may not face them right now, but at some point in time, they're going to come and you're not going to be able to stop them if you don't, you know, stop your way. So in order to stop the consequences is to change your life and do what is right and live an upstanding life and just have fun with it. Enjoy life and realize that you can have fun doing it the right way. And that's something that I didn't understand. And that's why I took the route that I took. And that's why, you know, I lost my son for 3 years. That's why my mother lost her son for 3 years, lost friendships, lost time. And you can never get that back. And that's what I always strive to remember every day now, that when I wake up, it's an opportunity. And what am I going to do with this opportunity to make the best decision and the best out of life?
You initiated saying something that I thought was very powerful. You said before being a prisoner physically, you were already a prisoner in your own mind and the way that you perceived yourself and the world around you. For those individuals who are listening and maybe feel like they're a prisoner on their own mind, give us some strategy on how we can experience freedom.
Well, first, you just got to understand that you're not bigger than what you think you are. Like, don't be a prisoner of the moment. Don't be trapped. Learn how to prepare yourself for the next day and a day after that and a year away and 5 years away and 10 years away. I was living day by day. Mm-hmm. I had no plan, no purpose. And like, you know, think about what you want to do in life. Think about your purpose. Think about what you have to do to get there, because in order to get there, there's going to be things you have to do and things that you shouldn't do. And if you set yourself up with, you know, habits that's going to help you accomplish your goals, you're going to see and understand what you can and can't do. And that's the path you need to live your life, because you know that there's an expected end. In order to get to the end, there's things that you have to do, things you have to strategize, things you have to say no to in order to be that person you are. See, I wanted to be a teacher. A teacher can't have a felony. So I shouldn't be out drinking and driving. I shouldn't be trying to, you know, rob people. I can't be out there, you know, all those different things that will lead to a felony I shouldn't have been doing. But see, I didn't understand it. It was like, okay, today's Tuesday. What am I going to do today? I didn't properly plan to live a life as a teacher and as a coach.
Yeah, properly planning where you want to be and the life you want to live. Now, at the beginning of the year, most individuals either set up a New Year's resolution on how what they want to do and what they want to accomplish. Some other individuals set up a one word, and that one word anchors everything they want to do that year. In this scale, where do you lie? Are you more of a one word person, or do you set up New Year's resolutions?
I don't like New Year's resolutions because I think that gives people the perspective and the thought, okay, it's October. I'm going to wait until January 1st. To get right. And half the time it's like we live it for 20, 30 days and then we lose it. I'm more of a planner now. I like to strategize. I like to leverage my mindset. I like to be obedient to who I am. I like to use patience. I like to evolve. So my thing is I really like to sit down and make a plan, have a goal. And the day I think about it, begin to put up something in place to allow me to get to that destination. It could be tomorrow. Tomorrow I may wake up with a plan to write a book. Okay, what am I going to write about? How am I going to write it? You know, what do I want in it? And I'll plan that. So every situation that I want or every goal that I want to accomplish, it all begins with a plan. And it begins just, you know, with a push, a mindset, a desire. You have to change your mind to in order to accomplish, you know, those goals and those wants and those dreams, because I would hope that you're dreaming big enough to where you have to stretch yourself. Mm-hmm. So when you do that, just properly plan to execute it.
Now, if there was one word that you could establish that would encompass all of your life's work, what would that one word be?
Consistent. And I use that word because there was a one point in time where I was consistently making bad decisions. Like, I was great at making bad decisions. I was great at doing whatever I wanted to do, how I wanted, where I wanted, when I wanted. Now I'm consistently making proper decisions based upon where I want to go. And that's why I'm successful, because I'm consistent on my habits. I'm consistent in my ways. I'm consistent in my mindset, vice versa, where I wasn't before. So consistent, being consistent in my life has been a trademark. It's just that it's like, okay, I'm more consistent in a positive way versus than I was before.
You are an author, a speaker, and you're also the host of the podcast that is impacting so many individuals, the Redemption Story Podcast. For those individuals who are listening and want to get connected with you, how could they do so?
On my website, joshdbrown.com, you'll find my books, you'll find all of my links, you'll find, you know, speaking engagements. Everything Josh Brown is really found on www.joshdbrown.com.
Awesome, Josh. I'm so grateful to have you here today. Thank you for being connected.
Thank you.